You're just in time to listen with Nancy and Gary to Grandpa's story.
Well, Gary and Nancy, you remember Peter and John and what happened when they met the lame man, don't you?
He was healed through the name of Jesus and walked and leaped all the way through the temple.
The priest hated the name of Jesus and what Peter and John were doing in the name of Jesus and hauled them off to prison.
The priests were angry and jealous that the lame man, through the name and power of Jesus, could actually walk. It was indeed a miracle because he had been born a cripple. So the priests had their soldiers lock Peter and John in prison overnight. The next day, while the council of Jewish leaders was meeting, they had the two disciples brought before them.
By what power and who gave you authority to do this?
If you mean the good deed done to the cripple and how he was healed, let me clearly tell you and all the people of Israel, it was done in the name and power of Jesus, the Messiah, the man you crucified. But God raised him back to life again. By the authority of Jesus, this man stands here healed. For Jesus is the Savior. There is salvation in no one else. Under all heaven, there is no other name for men to call upon to save them.
When the council saw the boldness of Peter and John, and that they were uneducated men, they were amazed and realized what being with Jesus had done for them. So they sent Peter and John out of the room while they discussed what to do with them.
Well, we can't deny that they have done a great miracle, and everyone in Jerusalem knows about it.
To stop them from spreading this talk about Jesus, we'll tell them if they do it again, we'll really throw the book at them.
Then they call them back again.
We give you orders never to speak about Jesus again.
You decide whether God wants us to obey you instead of him. We cannot stop telling about the wonderful things we saw Jesus do and heard him say.
After warning them again, they let them go free. Then Peter and John asked God to give them courage and boldness to keep on preaching.
God loved you so much, he gave his son to save you and me from the punishment of our sins and death. There is salvation in no one else. Jesus is waiting for you to call upon him today.